I wanna be like Daniel. Yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself, no. Forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. Yeah. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, good morning, family. God bless you. And welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. I will take no responsibility for this, but I have been sending the wrong number to call in. Most of you who listen here know it's 319-527, but by my default, I pressed 319-517-2216. You guys will bear with me while I clear up this mistake. Pastor Terry, if you can text Facebook and everything else, I am going to continue to make those things right. Let's listen to this song as we bless the Lord. Can he do all things?
Can I talk to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change?
Hanging
talking about all things.
Corrections on the call.
I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way. And my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things. I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know, baby, there will always be in it.
Yep.
So it's good to know I'll never let.
I'm so sure
I can do all things. Talking about doubts that blur my mind. I'm out of fun, and I'm out of time.
need you to do all things.
See, I understand that.
And know they will always be easy.
And just in case I fall.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down.
Yeah.
Talking about all things.
All things.
All the big and the small things.
Yeah.
I can do all things. All the big and the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
Blessings coming,
small,
but he had to get you ready for it.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes, sir.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive.
What we talking about?
All things.
Woo. What we talking about?
All things.
Come on, say.
All things.
Say it again now.
All things.
And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
Woo.
Hey, Sharaba. Hey, he's a good God. He's a good God. Come on.
Yes, he is a good God. Well, welcome again, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E, live here on the Now Network. And yes, I'm inviting you to join me weekly for a variety of Real Talk discussions and current events aimed at discovering the truth that will set us free. Come on, somebody say, I want to be free today. Family, now is the time to build our confidence to step out the box, our courage to conquer our fears, our hope to exceed our expectations, and the belief that you can manifest your dreams. Faith to believe in what you cannot see and trust to know that there is a higher purpose for your life, God, in God, and let it reign throughout. For everyone here, yes, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in the search of truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity. Charity, and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And yes, we will reach the lost and unsaved of this world, of this city, of this state, of this nation, and then the world. Amen. Come on, somebody get excited this morning and, let's talk real. Amen. Well, welcome back. We've been on a 6 to 9 months hiatus, if you want to call it, from this broadcast on Saturdays. And we're waiting on the right opportunity for God to relaunch us back into the airwaves. And we're believing that this is just a kickstart for bigger things to come. And we're preparing ourselves and getting ready for those bigger things. We look forward to you guys joining us. If you find information here that is useful and that can be useful not only to yourself but to others, please share this content. Please share this broadcast. Please let somebody know when you hear something we're talking about that you start dialing and texting. And if you copy and paste the text that I may have sent you, you just copy it and then paste it in other texts. It will send out that message to others that it's just not us locals but those nationwide that are listening to this broadcast. So this is kind of our breakthrough discussion today. We're going to keep everything real. A couple of things that I just want to bring to the forefront of some ideas and some subject matters that we may address. And we want you to know that this is an open forum talk show where we can get real, that we can activating these principles in our lives that we can change right now. And believe me, there are a lot of things going on in this world. I see just right here in the state of California and locally here in Los Angeles and Long Beach that there are so many big celebrations, a lot of money being spent, a lot of tents and a lot of carts and a lot of vendors going around, and we're having a great time. The weather is great. But I was in downtown Long Beach this week, and as I was driving through, all of a sudden I seen all these tents and all these barricades being put up, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? And I noticed that, and I said, well, they're going to have some kind of occasion down here. And then I got home, and I just doing my normal searching and doing my studies and stuff, and I saw that this weekend is Pride Weekend in the city of Long Beach. And I'm not here to bash. I'm not here to intimidate. I'm not here to really even to question. But I just wanted to stand out to most of us that are on this line, that are believers, is that, wow, this is going to be over thousands, hundreds of thousands of people from started last night all the way till Sunday that are going to just overrun Long Beach. And it is to celebrate Pride. Now, everyone knows what Pride now is. Pride to be who you are, Pride to be gay, Pride to be married to the same sex, Pride to this, Pride to that, Pride to that. Do I agree? No. In my beliefs, I know that that is something that would cause me to die through sin. And if you know me and you know how I stand, sin is sin. So I'm not pointing out just one sin. If you sin, the wages of sin is death. But when you look at it, and it's not, like I said, it's not to even have a controversial conversation over it, but just to see how a group of people can come together, no matter if they're gay, no matter if they're black, no matter if they're white, no matter if they're Hawaiian, no matter, but a group of people come together and can really put together an awesome event, 3-day event that takes over the whole downtown of Long Beach, where only thing that normally happens is the Long Beach Grand Prix. But this organization could come together and shut down Long Beach. First thing I would start to ask is, why don't we ever try to shut down Long Beach? A lot of people make excuses. They don't want Christians down there. They don't want this down there. They don't want this down there. But have we ever tried? Here's another point I want to bring up, and if this is sparking something in you and you want to get into conversation, you can dial one now, but we will have a time and place that we open up the lines and communicate. And also, I said before, if there's some ideas and some things you want to hear talked about here on Real Talk, please have those things written down and ready to share with everyone. Now, my biggest question was not why them or what, look at what they're doing, and no, why not us? Why can't we come together and really show out for God, the God we serve, the God that we profess, the God that we have these broadcasts for, the God that we claim on Facebook, claim on Instagram, claim in person? And it really comes down to showing, why can't we? My question today is, why can't we really work together as individuals and one body? I'll say that again, as individuals, but in one body. Now, not to get churchy, but the word is very clear on how unity and oneness is the only way we'll be able to make it together. Not my way, not your way, not his way, not her way, but God's way. If I could use Prophet David right now, is don't do it your way, do it Yahweh. And he has a shirt for that, so I definitely want to give him a shout out for that. And just thank the Lord for that. Do it not your way, do it God's way. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus today. He is in the house. Amen, amen, amen. Now, so how can we start to really work on these things and be real about it? We want to bring up subjects and conversations that are what's going on right now. Not for later, but for right now. And how do we really connect and bond together that we, it's just not another talk show or not another broadcast, but really a place that we can be real about it and be transparent about it and also willing to grow with it, that we go to another level. Amen. So this is Real Talk with Pastor E. bless the Lord at all times, and we thank God for you today, because without you, this broadcast wouldn't be any good, because I'd just be talking to myself. But because you're here, because I'm here, we can really, really, really sit down and talk about these things. Subject number one, why can't we work as well as the people of this world? Number two, we have some great information for formerly incarcerated people in the state of California. And this does not exclude you in other states, because the corporation that I am now a chair, a person on the chair and a part of the chapter of Southern California, Time Done. You can go online right now, timedone.org. This organization has written a legislation here in California that has given us the opportunity as formerly incarcerated people to expunge our convictions. Now, I want to make this clear, because someone may say, well, I can, if they expunge it, it's all gone. One thing we want to always put up front is the federal government always has access to all information. Nothing is hid from the feds. Nothing's expunged from the feds. But now that you're, now that when you go through this process of SB 731, that now you will be able to apply for a better job, that you'll be able to apply for rental, and you'll be able to do things now that that your record can be removed. Number one, if you've been free and without, if you've been free from crime, free from parole, 2 years clean, working, living your life, you just can't go any further. And in the part of the segment, we're really going to break down some statistics with you to let you really know how it is in our nation, our, in our state, and then on our nation. And if it's that deep, you got to imagine what it is in the world, because incarcerations are a lot more fluent and longer in other countries. But in the state of California, as of January 1st, 2023, you can petition the court for your previous convictions to be expunged. Any previous incarcerated person. Now, if you had been, and if you've had a felony and you never were incarcerated, this is really keen. If you have a felony and for some reason you never went to jail, you got probation, and you finished probation, that automatically is, as of January 1st, 2023, is automatically snatched off if you've never been behind bars. But unlike myself, being behind bars, you must go through the petition phase through the court to have your cases expunged in the state of California. Again, in the state of California. But the good thing about it, for all those listeners in other parts of the country, that this, we are working endlessly to spread this into other states, other cities, that we can all see a better life as formerly incarcerated people. Now, I know you say, why do I keep emphasizing on that? Well, you know, most people call us felons. Most people call us ex-cons. No, we have to change that narrative. And we are previous. I am a previously incarcerated person, but I am not that. I am not that person. And now it's time for us to clean that up and know that there are things we can do to become voters now, to now be active citizens again, and to be productive in our communities. Not just by passing out food, not just by passing, but being able to go into doors and spaces and places that we've been denied, but now we have that opportunity to really see the past gone. One thing I do want to share with you that is a big, big problem in our system is that information that you may be, that you may think is confidential, information that you think they'll never know, information, they sell our information. This information doesn't come from the Department of Justice. It doesn't come from the federal government. It doesn't come even from the court. I mean, even from the police department. It comes from the courthouse. And courthouses across the country are selling our information. Now you say, why? Well, people do background checks. As of September 11th, as of September 11th, when the Twin Towers were supposedly attacked, information and the guard of information was lifted. So now, because they needed to do backgrounds on everybody to know their background, whether American or whether foreign, they opened up that information that now is not sealed anymore, where you could lock in that it's no longer safe. It's no longer protected. And your information is being sold. Even today, you may say, well, I've never been in jail. Your information is out there to be sold. And they're making millions and millions and millions and billions of dollars off of our information. And you may apply for something, and no, you never had a felony. You maybe never had a late payment, but there's some information out there of a foreclosure or of an eviction. And that information is being sold. Now, it's not being used. That information is not being used. It's being purchased. But now when people in these agencies that do these background checks for certain companies, they cannot disclose anything, but it's their reaction. Well, we found something. I don't know if you've ever done that. People do background checks on people, and you see all these ads that want you to free background checks. And then you get in there and the name comes up you're looking for, but then it asks you for $9.95. Then once the $9.95, it shows you a little bit more that might be something. Then they want $39 a month. Then you get the $39 a month and you find out he already told me about that. He had a parking ticket. He had a jaywalking ticket. So they don't disclose the nature of offenses. It's just like your employer cannot tell someone what you did to get fired, other than you got fired. It's against the law. But that information being sold, and when it's discrepancies in it, excuse me, they now take that as, oh, no, not worth it. Not worth it. A lot of you turn down not over proof, but just over the assumption of it's not worth it. And you heard me say this before. It's not what it's not always what it is. It's what it looks like it is. I was sharing with my grandson the other day, and I was saying, hey, brother, I know you're not this, and I know you're not that, but look what you look like. It looks like that's the life you live. And that's he looked at me and he said, wow. And then we're riding down the street and I pointed at somebody and I said, see, that's what I see when I see you. And I know you're a good kid. I know you want better in life. And I know, but when I look at you, this is what I see. So it's not always what it is, which could be pure and clean, but what does it look like it is? So I want you guys to be really careful on information. That's to number two. Number three. This network is opening the doors. This network is opening the doors to grow. This network is opening the platforms again, and that's why I'm here back on Saturdays. That's why I'm doing Bible study on Mondays. That's why Prophet Dwayne is here. That's why Prophet Lisa's here. Pastor Terry's here. All of the teams that are part of everything we do, Prophet David and Prophetess Kathy, his wife, we're here to share information and to provide. Well, we need more. We need more assistance. We don't just need, I look right now and I know I have about 40 people online listening. And then I have about 32 people on the board. That's not even where we should be. And I know it's our first week back and we're used to bigger numbers. Just to know that Real Talk is coming back, that's not enough. So we need everybody to share these texts, these invites, and make sure. And if the information is no good, and if the content is no good, no, don't share it. I'm saying if you're being fed here, and if you're going here, in any cases of the now Church California, P2P Community Development, EST's for You Now, in any of those forms, if it's blessing you, yes, please share. But if we're just wasting your time, you wouldn't even be here. But I know there's others that need to hear this information. And if we don't push it, it won't get out there. So we're asking for your help and your assistance. And if you're getting something out of it yourself, you know someone else can be blessed too. Amen. So help us, help you, help us, help you, help us, help you. Amen. Well, family, this is our introduction to Real Talk with Pastor E. We're going to come back with our special in-house guest after this brief pause, and just a time to thank God. So without any further ado, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen, amen. So we're back. Real Talk with Pastor E, and I invited a friend to stop by and to help me rechristen this broadcast that we continue and go forward. So without any further ado, we gave God his praise. Now it's time to introduce the man of God, my friend, my brother, my cousin, my uncle, my nephew, my homie, Prophet Dwayne Woods. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. What's up, my brother?
Man, what is going on, Pastor E? Man, it's so good to hear you back on the airwaves here, doing what you do best, and we celebrate you on today, man. I just thank God for you and the Now Network family. So, man, it's an honor, brother, just to be a part of this launch on today, and I'm hoping that, like you said, the numbers will increase, especially if we're giving you fresh manna. We're giving you something that you've never heard or you may have heard, but it's just been reintroduced to you, that, man, you invite somebody. Let somebody know about this network and everything that it has in store for not just the community, but for the nation, you know. And I'm pretty sure, man, that if everyone just connect, we can just do great things when we connect. And I heard you say something about the Pride movement. You know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people are gathering themselves in one city to do what? Be proud of what they are in society. Like I'm with Pastor E. I don't bash, you know, I don't talk about, you know, but at the end of the day, I celebrate Jesus Christ, and I'm a firm believer of the laws of God. Period. What sin is sin. It don't make a difference if it's white on white, black on black, gay on gay, whatever it is, it's sin. And guess what? God hates what? Sin. So with that being said, if we could come together like they come together, OMG is what I want to say. OMG, if we could come together, Pastor E, like they come together, woo! Man, you know how many people, how many souls we can get saved? You know how many souls that can come to Christ? You know, they coming together for their cause. But, man, we have a greater cause, man, and that's souls. That's the greatest commission that has been given to us, is to go out to the highways and the byways and to compel the people to come in. To preach the gospel.
Yes.
To tell them about the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Man, I'm honored, man, just be a part of this right here, brother. I'm honored.
Hey, man. Well, you know, you gotta be obedient. A lot of times we also
want
to look at our time and schedules and things like that and be like, man, I don't have enough time. Well, I have to make time. So I'm honored to be back myself and just look forward to greater things that God is going to be doing here on Real Talk and the other broadcasts that will be coming from. If you're out there, you're not doing anything Monday, join us for the beginning of the study of Hebrews on Blog Talk Radio and live on Facebook this Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So what's going on with you, my brother? Tell them, give our listeners a little bit on what's going on the East Coast. I know we have a lot going on out here in the West Coast, and when we start to talk, you'll be like, man, we're doing the same things. But just kind of some things that are real life situations down there for us.
Oh man, there's a lot of things that's going out in the communities. We're looking at trying to change the legislation's laws, man. You know, but we got to get out and vote. We know that elections will be soon coming around. And we're not talking about the presidential elections, but we're talking about the small judges, this is what we don't really get into. Like in our community, they have listings up, and I'm pretty sure throughout all, cities and states, that they have these community gatherings. And they post them up, but I found out that a lot of us we don't get involved. And so then when laws are passed or things are passed, we're trying to figure out, well, man, how did that get passed? Well, you didn't show up to the small gatherings about what's getting ready to take place in our state. And most people just, man, we just don't get involved. And so, you know, I seen Shaq on talking about the new sheriff and all of this stuff that is going on in my little city, Henry County, Georgia. And so, man, we're just trying to get out, man, and change the mindsets of people. The Bible talked about in the book of Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Man, that's one of the most powerful scriptures right there in the book of Romans, Paul said. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And many people cannot come to a greater understanding when they have a locked position mind. God said himself, I can't do nothing without the mind. So why is it so prevalent that God or people have to have a changed mind? You got to have a changed mind to even believe, man. You got to have a changed mind to even want to move further than where you at. But if you don't have the changed mind, you will be in a stuck position. And Pastor E can't do it. I can't do it. Many other folks can't do it unless you come to the realization, man, I want change. But the only way we can change is you got to change the way you think. What Paul say? He said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I believed as a child, but when I became a man, something happened in the midst of him becoming this man that it changed his mind. He had to change his mind to even walk as a man, to walk as a woman. You got to change your mind. And so we're doing so many things, man, here in our city. And I know abroad there's some things that are happening. I know I have a brother that's getting ready to go back to the Midwest for some meetings and some conferences, you know, about certain things, about the financial structure when it comes to Black Americans and white Americans, Latino Americans. You know, we're trying to change the demographics of things, man. So not so that we can be puffed with it, but just so that we can be in the same playing field. You know, the same playing field, brother. And so that's what's going on out here, you know, as far as myself, you know. You know, me, I've been working in the financial era as well as also driving for UPS. But one of the things that I told one of the guys, when you're working in the financial district, if you will, when it comes to people trying to change their mind about their finances and trying to help them to see a lot further than where they're at, it begins to be a dim look because they don't want to really share the information, because I've found out in our community that many of us, man, we don't want to share information with the same color for whatever reason. I don't know, but it's a problem.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Quit that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well,
we can't see our brothers grow, man. We can't see our brothers come up. It's just that's always been our problem.
It's always been our problem, E. I try to sugarcoat it, but I mean, I forgot. I'm on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Yes.
So
yes,
real talk is the real talk of the fact of the matter is that we don't want to see each other come up, and we don't want to really share information with our own kind.
That's it, real.
In a nutshell. And because of that, guess what? You got people who are Black Americans who are predominantly going to classes and schools to teach us about our financial structure. But we don't want to use them because, like you said, Pastor, like we just said, Pastor E, we don't want to share our information with our Black brothers and sisters because we don't want them to think that we're less than what we have, or that we just don't want to share with us, and we'd rather share it with our other brothers, you know, our white brothers, which I have no issue with our white brothers. But yet and still, if you have somebody that is of color who got the same information that our white brothers got,
Right.
Man, why not trust them? Why not look at them? And plus, the proof is in the pudding. If it's working for them on what they're doing, the same thing that they can work for you.
As it should. And you know, that's one thing that's changing. And I see that happening out here in Los Angeles. Man, we got some brothers that have really pushed from the hood and are in positions of finance now that are willing to come out to our high schools and out to our events. And really, I just want to just really shout out, since you brought the financial part, I really want to shout out Chase Bank and Christopher Bean and Mr. Burke that have come out and done great things to show us things about finances. Our brother Rashad, Simi Rashad, that has blessed us to know. And, you know, we were having a conversation. I think I shared with you offline. Because, you know, you got one group that says credit, credit, credit. You need credit. But credit is not really going to get you money. Credit is going to get you a low interest rate. Property, land, assets is what you get you more money. The more you can prove you have and that you've established now raises that loan, that 800 credit score just gets you that 9 or 11 percentage rate on the loan. But to get the loan and to get more monies, it's up to the collateral and the purchases that you have. And that's something that we're really pushing here at the Now Network. And you said something else. I'm going to bring that up about legislatures. We do that here, especially in California. We share that at the Now Church and stuff that's being voted on. But even when things are voted on, you know, they have to be signed by the governor or signed by the president. So just because it was voted on, it's supposed to go into effect on January 1st. It is not effective until the governor signs it 6 months later. And so SB 731 was just signed on June 30th. It could have been discriminatory to some people who filed it before then, and that's why it waited so long, because you got to know that it takes a signature to make these things happen. And that's the stuff we really want to get deep in, is this information stuff, the things that we're being unexposed to, and the stuff that now when it comes out, we you know, it's, you know, the old saying, get your pants down or get slipping, you know, or feel inadequate. We want to break those chains and those bondages here, and that's the purpose of Real Talk, is that as we communicate and as we talk, we can be real with it, but also come back with solutions. So this financial thing is big for families of color. Now, you guys know me. I could talk to any race because I got them all in me. So I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm just me. And I even tell some people I'm a mutt prophet. They say, why don't you call yourself that? Well, I'm a mutt because I got about 16 different orients in me. And we use that, you know, we use those technologies as kids and stuff. But it just gives me a broader range not to be held back by what I can say. And I want to say to all people of color, is that it's time for us all to step up and become equal with everybody, and don't take the low road, take the high road, and know that you are worthy of it. So definitely we got to get more shows on that finances. Go ahead, Prophet.
You know, Pastor, also, you know, when you talk about finances, a lot of people don't really know the fine line when they sign for their houses. You know, I've been looking at this stuff, man. We all jump at the interest rate, when really that's not your interest rate. That's what they sell you to get you into this locked position, 30 years, or if you're going to refinance it or if you're going to sell it. Either way, you're going to probably get you another house. They're going to lock you back down again because we don't do the research when it comes to what is your real true interest rate. Well, I'm learning some things, Pastor E, when it comes into this financial sector, man, that I found out that the interest rate that I got for my house, which was a 3.25% interest rate, that was my annual interest rate percentage. Your TIP is your total interest principal, which is why you get the 30-year interest rate based upon on the doggone total principal of your house. Why do you think if you get a $200,000 house, it's now going to cost you $500-something thousand? Because your TIP, which is your total interest principal, that is your true interest rate. And what we don't do, Pastor E, we don't look at that. We just look at, man, I got a house for 4.4%. No, that's annual, which means that that 4% interest rate does not kick in until year 27. Year 27, Pastor E. So
yeah.
What are you? What is my total interest principal? It's right up under the 4% or the 2.5%. That's when you're looking at it and say, well, that's why I'm getting charged this compounding interest for 30 years. So it could be 60% or it could be 50%. It could go as far as 80%. And that's why you get the astronomical amount tacked on to that $230,000 house.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm so glad you brought this up. I don't know, family, I hope you guys are seeing how we're flowing here. This is not even scheduled. We didn't plan this, but as it's going forward, it's something God wants people to hear. But, you know, I learned something from a very wealthy white man, a white brother, a friend of mine, told me the truth. I was like, man, how you buying all these houses, man? And you flipping. He says, well, most people don't know that when you get a house and you get an interest on it, you have a note, but you can also pay on your interest. I looked at him and I said, why they don't tell everybody that? Well, because they don't make no money if they don't get the full 30-year interest out of you. If you pay your house off in 15, you just cut them out of thousands and thousands of dollars because you can now pay your time. And I bring this because those are in my archives, but there's a certain time of the month when after you paid your note, and this is on a vehicle too out there, you guys listen, after you paid your note, that you can go back to your financial institution and say, hey, I want to put $300 on my interest. You're now paying off that interest rate that you put down for a 30-year loan. You're cutting it down more and more and more. And he told me, he said, yes, that's what I do. I go in and I pay my interest off. And before you know it, I pay my house off. And now I go buy three more houses because they see how I'm flipping. I said, wow, why they don't teach that in the neighborhoods?
Well, that's good, Pastor E. They don't. That's because, man, they look at us, and like you said, they want to keep you trapped in that 30-year, because if they don't make no money if you pay that house off quick. But listening to my white brothers and my white sisters, they got this plan that none of us know about, Pastor E, but I was so privileged to sit in the doors with them, in the chambers with them, and look at this program, and I said, Lord, have mercy. We don't know nothing about this. And then when you try to present it to us, because this is a foreign thing, and anything foreign, if you ever do any history, when we're presented with something that is foreign is something that is unknown to us, we would not jump on it, because we go back to Romans 12 and 2. We're so conformed to the world system that we'll stay conformed to the system until the day we die, brother. It's a known fact that when we get information, we don't even use the information that is given to us. It has to take somebody that has molded it, that has rinsed it in the wash for years.
But then it's too late.
Before we even think about it. This is too late.
Yeah, but it's too late by then.
Now watch this. We didn't create this system. We didn't create this system, Pastor E. I want you to hear me, big bro. We did not create this system. So if we didn't create it, guess what? We're locked into it. But they created it and found a way to get out of it, and so did they pass it on to them individually. But we, when we get privileged to this type of information, guess what? Because it's coming from a black man. Oh, shah, my God, Gloria. Did I say it like that? Yes, it did.
Yes,
because
you did.
Because
it's
coming from a black man. We do not trust each other enough to gather the information from one another, to sit down with one another and go over this stuff. We'd rather hear from our counterparts, which would be about 10, 12 years down the line.
Right.
And we miss out on so many benefits, man. All because I don't want to say it like this, but I'm going to say it the way I feel it. We don't want to gather information from one another, man, because we really hate each other.
Now we're on Real Talk. I
don't want to say that, Pastor E. I didn't want to say that.
Well, it's Real Talk. You should have said it. We really hate on each other.
It's Real Talk, though.
We'll pat each other on the back and be hating while we patting.
Come on, brother. Pastor E, because I love you. I want the world to know on this national network, me and Pastor E has never met face to face. We met through a conference line that he was on with me, and I was teaching the word. A man came up against me. Pastor E said, "Man, who are you to come against this prophet?" And Pastor E almost went back hood on the brother. And I'm like, man, this man is so loyal, don't even know me. But he was believing in what I taught. He stood on my side, 10 toes down. He said, "Man, look, man, we'll knock folk head off up in here, man." You know, but that's just how real he is. And we never seen each other. So guess what? If I got information to give to my brother, or my brother got information to give to me, and we never seen each other, but I trust him with my life, I'm taking that information he's giving me because of his word.
And that's the biggest thing. And we've lost word. We've lost trust. And we have hurt each other. I mean, it's just we know we from the street. Don't just think because we're talking the right things now. We know why. The biggest thing is that we're not doing anything to change it. And that's the real part, is that we have to not just talk about it, and we're not bashing anybody. We're really saying, listen to this, because we're acknowledging it's real. You can't fix something until you acknowledge it's real. And we have a big problem in trusting each other and wanting to see the best out of each other. And you'll have saboteurs within you, within your team. Not because they don't like you. They just don't believe that it can happen. And then when it happens, it turns like it's on you instead of look what God did and how he's put us together. We're going to change these things. We're going to make some noise here on Real Talk, and we're going to ruffle some feathers. We're going to knock over some cans, and people may lose some listeners, but I know the ones that stick with us will know that this is information for now, and this is something we can leave here with. I love it. One of my favorite teachings, I want to preach, that's my go-to sermon, chapter 12 of Romans, because there's about 13 sermons in that chapter alone. But my go-to knowing that our reasonable service is to God. So everything, and if you don't know what a reasonable service is considered, that's a job, that's an assignment. And my reasonable service is to God. But then he says, you can't do the service if you don't understand verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. We cannot serve God and the world. Just Friday, you heard me. I've been talking even on Wake Up about being unequally yoked. That doesn't mean standing there talking about Jesus with somebody. A yoke is when you're locked in with somebody. A yoke is, like Prophet Dwayne just said, we are on two separate ends of the country. Never met each other physically, but we are yoked. And when it moves, we move with it, and it's not a strain. It's like, where are you going? No, let's go. And that's the things that we have to learn, that our yoke is important, because he says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We take those things for granted. And we really need to work them into our lifestyles and into our bondages. And they are bondages. When you're bonded, when you're bonded with somebody, you are now yoked with them. And it's supposed to be a guidance of the Holy Spirit that's leading us to move left when God says left, not when I give a command or when she gives a command or when he gives a command. And we have to really work harder together at this and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformed is a constant move, of energy that you are continuously transforming by the renewing of your mind, taking the old out, putting the new in, taking the old out, putting the new in, taking the old out and putting the in. What is the old? The world. So if you're still holding on to worldly principles and worldly things and worldly outreaches and worldly parties and worldly, then that's what you're serving. But when you're conformed, not to the world, but conformed to God and yoked with him, now you can know how to move when God says move and do what God says do. Man, this has been great. We got about 10 minutes left. And we want to open up the lines if anybody's out there that'd like to get in the conversation real quick and maybe a question, maybe a comment, or maybe a suggestion. We want to hear from you now. But the one person I want to call on right now, and we told you from the beginning, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We are here to bring out information. We are here to bring knowledge, but we are here to save lives. If you're out there, you don't know how you got here, and you've heard some encouraging things about a new way of life, and you're interested, dial one. We want to talk to you first. Now, we don't have to bring you online. We have a private queue, the green room, that myself, Pastor Terry, Prophet Dwayne, or one of our other ministers can talk to you one-on-one. And if you want to talk to me, I can do that myself. Either way, dial one. We want you to get in. Come on, come on in. And for those that are online listening, I know when you dial 319-527-6173, some of your carriers says that they're going to charge you 1 cent per minute. Well, for every minute you're on there, please contact us. We have now put together with Minister Yvonne a bucket, a penny bucket, a cent bucket. And we are going to be collecting cents for those of you that need a reimbursement of your 5 cent, 10 cent, 60 cent for, and that's the length of the show, 1 hour with 60 minutes is 60 cents. If you need your 60 cents back, if it goes over into 120 minutes, you need your 120, and that will be the limit. If you need your 120 pennies back, we are willing to give it back for you to be a part of this and for you to be heard and for you to receive. Amen? Dial one now. We'll bring you in. Area code 423, last four, 3443. You are live. Come on in. It's Real Talk.
David Armstrong. Hey.
The prophet.
Can y'all hear me? Hey,
yes,
what's
can.
Up? How everyone doing?
Oh, we are great.
Prophet.
Wonderful. Yeah, awesome.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I got two prophets on at the same time. I got to mute one of y'all. Did you hear what I said? I said, wait a minute. I got two prophets at the same time. I got to mute one.
I'm on
Come on, Prophet David.
I'm going to mute myself, dear.
I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing, sir. Come on, Prophet David.
Hey. Man, I just love the discussion. You know, one of the things I love, you know, the Bible says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I'm telling you, every time I get on here and I hear you and the prophet go at it, man, I love it. You know, first thing I wanted to say, you know, when you were talking about the era of, you know, finances and stuff like that, because I know right now with everything going up, the economy the way it is, you know, people are looking for ways to make a little bit extra money or whatever. One thing I want to say that the Lord has really begun to deal with me concerning is money management. You know, money management is very, very vital right now. You know, you and I have to understand that when God blesses us is predicated on how you are a steward. You know, you have to come into stewardship before you can come into ownership. You know, a lot of people don't understand when God gives you something, he's always looking at your stewardship, how you manage what you have. You know, we want a house, but we can't even be faithful with an apartment. Hello. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we want God to increase our bank account, but you know what? The money that we have, we're not a good steward over. You know what I'm saying? So God can't bring you into ownership until you first, you know, ask him to help you be a good steward. You know, when God blessed Abraham, I was reading this morning, told Abram when he brought Abram out of Chaldea, he says that he was going to bless him. But he said something very important. He said, I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. Check this out. I'm going to make you a blessing. In other words, God didn't bless Abraham just so he can be blessed. He blessed Abraham so Abraham can be a blessing. So when you have the mindset to be a blessing, then you keep the blessing on yourself. So this is how God increases us. God increases us by our faithful management and our stewardship of what we have. You know, when you are faithful with little, God can entrust you with much. And so it doesn't matter. You know, one of the things I've learned to do, and when I first started, I didn't have no credit at all, none whatsoever. And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I want to get a house. I want to get a car. You know, I want to build up my credit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my credit was really messed up when I was out there in the world doing everything. But when I got saved, the first thing that the Lord began to deal with me is being faithful with the little bit of money I had, you know, and learn how to steward it and manage it properly. And so I just started, you know, working what I had and being a good steward over it and wise investment, put my money in places where I know that I'm going to get something back, you know, and slowly but surely I built up my credit to now it's in the eights. I think it's like 804 now. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have none. But my wife told me, she said, you need to start getting some credit so we can help with some of this stuff. And so when she did that, you know, I said, okay, let me lock down and learn how to, you know, get some credit. So I started reading books, going, building up my credit and stuff. And so I got good credit now. But I just wanted to say it all depends on how you learn how to manage your money, steward your money. And I just want to let you know that God's going to bring some of us into ownership because we've been faithful as stewardship. The second thing I want to say is we as people in the society we live in now, we're no longer unified. You know, God now is dealing with us concerning being unified. You know, everybody is doing their own thing. Nobody's unified. Nobody's in agreement with what God is doing. Everyone's trying to do their own thing. You know, it reminds me of the story of the Tower of Babel. You know, I want to read that real quickly. In Genesis 11, verse 5, and the whole earth was one language and one speech. And then in verse 5, it says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had built. Verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, the people are one. This was a negative thing they were doing. But the Lord said they were one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. So even people that are outside of the will of God, if they're unified, what they have purpose to do negatively will still have an impact. Why? Because they're unified. So how much more we as the people of God in whatever we're doing? So I just wanted to share that and let you know that I really believe that whether it's money, whether it's ministry, whatever it is you're doing, become unified and learn how to be a good steward over whatever God has entrusted you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? And brother, you deserve this. 800 in the house. Celebrate 800 credit scores. Amen. Especially from those of us in this era when they was giving out credit cards. When I was younger, they was giving them out like watermelon, and you could get them and blow them up and stretch them out, not knowing you were ruining your future. And it's great to come back and restore. Amen. God bless you. You guys get ready this Friday, The Truth That Transforms, here on the Now Network, Friday night, 7 p.m. Get ready. Area code 725, last four, 1016. You are live on Real Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Yvonne. How is everybody? God bless and give glory to God.
Well, good morning. We also joining
that. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to make a comment. Those who need those pennies, it doesn't matter how much you reap or you sow, that one penny can help somebody's knowledge, and it could help you. If that one penny is seriously, seriously what needs to be returned, I got a thousand of pennies for you. But the Lord says, come as you are. And if you can receive his word and it's worth that one penny, just imagine how much more and how much richer you will be.
Amen.
In our community, Linwood is a 4x4x4x4. It's a small community, but we are strong. Well, when I was growing up, we had no color lines. It didn't matter if it was white, black, yellow, green, Chinese, or whatever. We all helped each other. We helped each other. As we got older, we noticed that the diversity has changed so much. But those who are real and 100 and has God in their life, we ain't changed. But we changed for the better. And that's all that matters, really, is if you are willing to make those sacrifices for God, as me, a testimony, he will stop you in your tracks. He will not let you get up in the morning. He will not let you walk. I was so blessed, and I am very blessed to this day, that I'm able to get up again and breathe. So if you really think that that penny is not worth this conversation or this call that you're on, we pray for you, and God has something for you in your plan. But I'm telling you, that 1 cent can make you very rich.
Amen. Amen. So now we're taking donations for pennies so we can have more callers on the network. Send the pennies in. So we got, look, I have water. I have a water jug full of change, and we're now making one for pennies. And we definitely want, and this is not, we're being silly because we really mean what we say, but this platform and these broadcasts and these men and women of God that are coming and freely sharing this information, it's worth it. And we want to continue to make that happen. Monday, if you need pennies, I'm giving pennies personally. You need to be on this Bible study starting Monday, going through the book of Hebrews. You say, why'd you start in Hebrews? Because God told me to.
Amen.
And I'm going to be, I was like, all right, I'm not ready to do no Bible study. Oh, that's another day. He said, son, get back in the seat, do what I said. All I could do was give him a salute and say, yes, sir. So Monday night, join us for that. Thank you so much, Minister Yvonne from the Now Church P2P.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Oh, no, you have a blessed day. Amen. Pastor Terry, come on in. You on Real Talk.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good afternoon, family. Beautiful family, you know. Pastor, I'm excited over here just to hear the Now Network, to hear us back on lines with Real Talk, because like you said, I heard Prophet Wood say, Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Constant process, because when you think about it, I've been without TV fasting from it. It broke. I need a new one. But I said, no. God says, no, you take time. That's time you can have more time with me. But, you know, I think about it. People, the world is feeding people. You think about, they're not on this radio broadcast. They listen to every other radio and watching a lot on TV. So this is why we got to censor our children on what they're seeing in their eye gates and ear gates, because the world is feeding them a lot. And if we're not feeding them the word of God and teaching them to have God first before they do anything with prayer, our children are starting their days off right. So glory to God. I'm listening to you guys. I heard Prophet Armstrong, Pastor E, the word came up on unity. And like you said, when we come together, the church is within us to do God's work, to do his work for his kingdom. We can all make it, you know, because God is no respecter of person. He loves us all. He loves us. He loves us over our sins. He forgives us our sins when we confess our sins. All we have to do is believe. You know what I was saying? Lord, I'm going to be quiet today and just listen to you guys as you guys were speaking. But I have to testify, because I had a cousin when Pastor Yu was speaking on that expungement program that many don't know. When you get something on your record, that God can get it taken off. Because I had a little cousin, he was in my ministry, wrote for him for 10 years inside. I told him to keep his faith and his hope in God. You believe in God, you believe in the power that he does and the work that he's done. And when he got out, he'd been out 2 years. When he got out, New Year's, after that New Year's, he was working, had a job at the VA hospital. And now he's the supervisor. In less than 2 years, he's the supervisor. This is what I'm saying. When you have your faith and you trust in God and you believe in him and everything that he's due, he can get you over some circumstances beyond what we can think. So I have to just testify to that, because when he was in, Pastor E and all the listeners, he sent me some he sent me records so I can get petitions. I had to get 100 people to sign, because we have to get signatures to sign these petitions. And Pastor E, I was listening to you all, because we do have thank God for Chase. Thank God for Karen Bass, L.A. County. Thank God for Joyce Ong, Orange County. We thank God for Mr. Rashad, Samay Rashad, formerly Titan, because we have the resources to teach us, to reach us, and to help us, you know, because Pastor, I heard what you guys were saying about credit versus assets. Assets is our skin in the game. When you have something, that can change some things. Because
right.
They say if you default, yeah, you default, they come get that. So that, you know, what Prophet Armstrong, I'm say glory to God for that credit score. With that score, you can purchase some land. It might not have nothing on it, but you got some skin in the game. So that's, you know, Mr. Rashad taught us that them skills a long time ago too, Pastor E, because in high school, they don't teach us, and in college, they don't teach us about finances. So these line on Real Talk, it's going to be a lot of things that we can address. We can address our own issues. Prophet Woods, yeah. We can address our own issues that we have with our finances. So I heard Prophet Armstrong say, when we manage little, it's going to give us more. And God is opening doors now as we speak. Because all we believe in him, and we're going to let him lead us. We're going to let him direct us. And we're going to have this mind in us that's in Christ. And like you put on the song, all things are possible with God. All
that's
we
right.
got to do is believe. So praise God. I'm so excited that the Now Network is back, Real Talk. God bless you all, family, and much love. Amen.
Bless you, too. Bless you, too. You know, I haven't. Maybe I have, but not openly. A lot of testimonies I don't share because I'm really pushing everybody to do the right thing. But God can cover your record. I've worked for 5 major corporations in the United States with felon. This is before Prop 47, before SB 731, that I've worked for Procter & Gamble. I worked for Kellogg's. I worked for General Mills. I worked for Aldolano Packaging Company. I worked for JDR Cables in Houston. I worked for some major corporations, and they ran background checks on me. I had clearances for governmental areas of place and had felonies still on my record, had not been expunged, had not been taken away, but have been covered by the blood of Jesus. He can do it, and he will do it. But now he's given us other things that we can get it off of there that makes it gone for sure. So just trust in that. But he can do anything if you do the right thing for him. Amen. Well, family, God bless you guys. We look forward to an hour or anybody, but thank you so much for joining us this Saturday. Yes, we will be back next Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Central, and 1 p.m. on the East Coast for Real Talk with Pastor E. We don't know who's going to stop by next week. Prophet Dwayne might be back next week. You never know. I know you'll be here, so we're looking forward to that. Tell somebody some of the information that you've gotten, that you received today, and let them know there'll be much more information weekly. Amen. Prophet Dwayne, any closing remarks from you? Amen. We know he's multitasking. Yes, we do, but we give that opportunity. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. The most important thing that you need to know is that God, you are God's greatest miracle. Don't let nobody tell you any different. And start to walk in it. Start to be the miracle that God made you. Start to tell people the miracle God has made you, and then become the miracle that God has made you, and keep on moving. Amen. God bless you. As I said, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, you are God's greatest miracle. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Monday for Bible study. Come out tomorrow for church, 10 a.m. Pacific. We're going to have a great time. I already know the word, so you know it's going to be great. God bless you. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.